Thank you. Great job. That was such a treat. Wow. Talent. Babylon. Amazing. Proud parents. Thank you for sharing your children with us. Thank you, Mrs. Andreami. Wonderful.
And on behalf of a great team of talented artists, they are prepared to personalize it for you.
Mr. DeJoseph, come on up. If there are people you'd like to welcome, Mr. Cerrone, I don't want to leave anybody out. So.
Well, I don't know how we follow that. I think instead of addressing the needs of the whole child and recognizing that individuals learn, grow, and achieve differently. And that is thank you, but you all understand. So we're going to start with student council. We have some nice cookies and treats like that, and a thank you note. And then the fine arts department students here. This is students, this is staff, administration, teachers. They have the American Love project that they work on. They made you cards with all of these. They made this big one to stay in the country. Nice quote inside the card that they gave you. It says, "Your Babylon Board of Education members, the greatest degree of inner tranquility comes from the development of love and compassion. The more we care for the happiness of others, the greater our own sense of well-being." And then as our administration group, we're like, well, what do we give them? So we gave you guys a donation, a $200 donation to Challenger Athletics. So Challenger Athletics provides sports programs for people with physical and learning disabilities. It's a great organization. Our Babylon Buddies, one of our largest clubs here, deals with Challenger Athletics. So we thought they go hand in hand, they go with the mission statement. Most of this is service learning, something that I know the board will talk about, giving back, and also letting it stay in the curriculum. And the last thing is those white bags. That is, I like Oprah Winfrey, I guess, right? So she does favorite things. That is students. There's nothing to do with the lunch program here. It's not very every day. This is just some of their favorite things out of that series of students. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So lovely. Thank you. I did see Mr. Leach here. Is he here? Okay. I know our PTA reps are here as well. Welcome.
Okay, myself, Steph. Can I do it from here?
You sure can.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I have a few of our other board members here with us tonight. Leanne Hubert is our VP of Wayne Mean, and Danielle Alfieri is our VP of curriculum. I know we don't like to use that word, cultural arts, but she's making a lot of headway in bringing stuff into the school. So we have a presentation on behalf of our Board of Ed. We just want to thank all of our board members for your service, the time and amount of effort that go into what you do for all of us. It's just countless, and we thank you. The school district is fortunate to have all of you, and to show our appreciation, we will be donating $100 to the Avalon Scholarship Fund on your behalf. And I know that every year they do about 13 scholarships for the seniors the last 2 years, so I'm sure that this will be well needed and well useful gift. So thank you again for your service, and
Thank you. We also have members from our Babylon Teachers Association. Hello, Mr. McCarron.
How are you? It was lovely to be with you. Thank you just so much for any of you, for our students, our teachers, and our candidates. Pleasure to have you here. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And I also want to bring your attention, there's another also wrapped beautiful little package by your seat that is from our clerical nurses and tech association as well. All right, so Mrs. Molina wanted you to all have that. So congratulations, it's your night. We get to celebrate our board once a year, and I want to thank all of our wonderful community members and employees who are here with us tonight. Thank you for coming out and taking part of this special evening, you know, to just say thank you to our board. So thank you, everybody. Okay, I will talk fairly quickly, and then we'll get to some community comments, questions before we do tonight's vote. Just a couple of things, and the students said it better than I could, but homecoming is back. And stronger than ever. We're having a homecoming this Saturday. We're going to be having events sprinkled throughout the day. So I hope that everybody can come out and join us. It's surely going to be a wonderful day for our students and alumni returning to beautiful Walter Williams Field. So the day kicks off at 9 a.m. with our Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony. 10 a.m. we have our Distinguished Alumni Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And we'll be inducting four wonderful alumni into that Hall of Fame down in Row Hall. And if you've ever went into Row Hall lobby, you'll see the Hall of Fame. Very interesting. We have four inductees this year, Wayne Horsley from Babylon Village. We have Bert Peterson, who is being inducted. We have a man named Robert Weeks. And we also have Butterfly McQueen. She played, I think, Sissy in Gone with the Wind. She was actually a Babylon graduate back in 1929. So she has passed on, but we are recognizing four wonderful alumni, and that will be at 10 a.m. At 12 p.m., we have the annual homecoming parade down Main Street. So please come out with your families to enjoy the parade. It's calling for good weather. At 2 p.m. is our kickoff football game on Walter Williams Field, halftime show, recognizing our student homecoming court, Queen and King, as well as the athletic alumni and distinguished alumni recipients will be recognized. And then 3 p.m., if you love chili and chowder, we have our annual chili chowder contest sponsored by the Babylon Athletic Booster Club. That's the one of the greatest parts of the whole day, right? So come down and join us. And then lastly, I wanted to talk a little bit. Last month, we want to thank all of our principals and our teachers and our staff for hosting very informative Meet the Teacher evenings. We had a very large turnout of parents who attended virtually, and they became acquainted with their children's teachers. In the coming weeks, we are going to be hosting parent-teacher conferences at the junior senior high school, as well as Babylon Elementary and Babylon Memorial Grade School. We are really trying to make parent-teacher conferences this year in person. We're going to try our best to invite parents safely into the school buildings according to our health and safety protocols. We feel it's imperative to host face-to-face meetings as well as to discuss the accomplishments of our students. There'll also be a virtual option. You know, if a parent doesn't want to come in, we'll try to incorporate some virtual options. Again, we're putting this together and we'll be getting a lot more information out. But it's just another way to return to a sense of normalcy here in Babylon. And there might be things we have to adhere to, you know, with we're having people in the buildings, but we'll work it out. Fair enough? Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, moving right along to committee report. First is the audit committee. Mrs. Pettieri.
Hi, first I want to thank everyone for their overwhelming generosity and kindness tonight. This was a beautiful evening, talent, incredible, so thank you. So the audit committee met prior to our executive session. We went through the draft financial report and we are recommending to accept that report and no other news. Thank you.
Okay, Mrs. Jurors, finance.
The finance committee doesn't meet till January, so I have nothing to say. But I do appreciate all the wonderful, kind words and beautiful song.
Mr. Monsanto, buildings and grounds?
Yeah, we have nothing to report at this point in time. Thank you for everything. That was pretty awesome.
Okay, technology committee, Mr. Sonkin.
We were scheduled to meet today. Unfortunately, Mr. DeLay was unable to attend, so we have to reschedule the next meeting here. We will let you know as soon as we do. And thank you to everybody for your generosity. It was very overwhelming and very kind.
And this is Noemi, curriculum committee.
Hi, yeah, I'd like to thank everyone also. That was amazing. So the curriculum committee met for the first time on September 20th, and we discussed topics that we could focus on, and we decided we wanted to focus on topics that align with the district's comprehensive improvement plan, the DSIP. One topic that emerged from looking at data was how can we ensure that we are meeting the needs of our diverse community. So with that, at our next meeting, we will be looking at the guidance department and seeing the guidance department's plan and reviewing that to see that we are using all of our resources in the most effective way to help the families of Babylon. And our next meeting is November 15th.
Okay, and I'll do policy, but I will also first say, you know, every year it's always overwhelming and so appreciated the children and talent and everybody's generosity and coming here. So we thank you very much. For the policy, we actually mentioned previously that we would be changing in our meetings when we have comments, we're going to be moving it to the front before new business. So we have that policy, the first reading of that policy tonight, so that we can do that. But in the meantime, I guess that's my segue to ask for a motion. Sorry, so may I have a motion to take questions and revise the agenda order? And Mrs. Kateri, second by Mrs. Noethi, all in favor? Okay, so at this point, if anyone has any comments, please welcome to the podium. Please state your name.
My name is Patricia Smith. Mrs. Ramsey, I spoke to you, and Mr. Rowe, I spoke to you earlier. I want to thank both of you for taking my phone call, speaking to me today, listening to my concerns, my comments. I will let everyone know, and without getting probably into too much detail. There was no nurse in the school on Friday here at Babylon High School, and my son has to take medication during the day due to a kidney condition, and I was not notified. I got a call at 2:16 from his guidance counselor letting me know that there's no nurse, but he's fine, she saw him. I didn't know the guidance counselor was a doctor. Then I got a call at 2:31 from the aide in the nurse. All this went to my voicemail. I am a teacher. I can't answer my phone during the day. And just saying, everything's fine. Just give me a call when you get the chance. That's just completely unacceptable. There's no nurse in the building. A parent needs to be notified right away. And I know Mrs. Rossi, Mr. Cerrone,
We had discussions about it. I gave suggestions to, you know, solutions to the problem. So I'm wondering if there is a policy, about regarding when there is no nurse in the building, parent notification. I know they talk about doing protocols. Supposedly, they were trying to get in touch with Mr. Serrano to get to the nurse to give my son his medication. I mean, I work in a school, the common sense, you don't allow to be Mrs. Serrano, please call the nurse's office. My son was repeatedly late to his classes because he kept on going down to try to get his medication. So that I bring attention, I did follow up the protocol. I spoke to Mrs. Serrano first, then I spoke to Mrs. Tarazzi. Once again, thank you for the conversations we've had today. But I think the board needs to know, the general public here needs to know about this situation. It should never happen. You know, I'm entrusting the school to take care of my child, to give him what he needs, and that didn't happen. So I'd like maybe the board would consider doing a policy, not just protocol, something that's written down to avoid the situation.
Hey everybody, Angela Campani here. So I have just a few things that I would like to inquire about. I just want to, if you guys could just clarify for us how it, just so that we understand for reading, I don't know if anybody else is reading, you know what I'm reading. Was Mrs. Plowman Hack an acting principal because we were waiting for Mr. Davey to retire from his position?
Resign, yes.
Resign, yes. From his position.
It goes from acting to interim based on the resignation.
Okay, so I wasn't clear as to why she was acting. We labeled her acting on some of our PTA documents. So, okay, so we can now call her interim principal. Okay, excellent. And I am assuming that last month when we were wrapping up, when we were wrapping up the meeting, you mentioned that you were adding agenda item number 17, which addressed Mr. Davey's agreement. Was that because technically he was supposed to have been instated on the 14th?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure I'm following all.
Yeah, I can't go into personnel, right. But something was held up at state ed.
Okay, that's fine. Great. I just want to follow up. I know Mr. Sonkin, your technology meeting today did not happen. What is our final date for when all of these students will have their computer? Do we have a final date? I know my son currently today does not have one, but I've been told he will have one tomorrow. I don't know how the rest of the K through sixth grades go. I'm assuming the high school has their
computer. High school has all of them. Yes, I know it's a couple of classes at the grade school. I know they're working nonstop. They've been working late night students.
Okay, so we're
late totally now.
It should be happening.
Yeah, if you want to email Mr. DeLeo directly,
he'll come. Okay, I was hoping to have an update. I know you didn't have a meeting today. So, okay, excellent. And just so that those who are listening, because I know I'm kind of been told by parents, if you could just let us know the recap of the Bolt Bus issue from last month.
Yeah. We added a bus.
Yep.
And it seems like everything's going smoothly.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. I've heard that from
some
parents.
I think it's going really well. And you know, we learn these things from parents because you guys are the boots on the ground at the bus stops, right? So I think the district, you know, with parents' help and everybody in facilities, they acted very swiftly.
Oh,
it's working out very well.
I have heard from the parents, and the two that I spoke to were not able to come, but they wanted to say thank you and they're appreciative. And it's been good.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, here are no further questions. Let's move on to new business. May I have a motion to omnibus items 1 through 35? And Mr. Tompkins, seconded by Mrs. Stearns. Any discussion? All in favor? It passes unanimously. Now may I have a motion to approve items 1 through 35? Moretti, seconded by Mr. Montralto. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor? It passes unanimously. Okay, future board meetings. Our next regular Board of Education business meeting will be on Monday, November 15th, right here in the library at 7:30 p.m. May I have a motion to adjourn?
Wait, I can make my organization presentation.
Oh, okay.
Come on, I don't know why I didn't stay there, but
you can stay there. You can stay there. Fine.
Okay, I'm going to come from podium. My other board members are going to come up because I kind of have. We have some amazing things to share with you guys. So,
thank you for coming.
No problem. Hi, Angela Campagna, the president of the PTA. So, again, we're very thankful for all the work that you guys do, and we're happy to be here to make a presentation on your behalf. And so, I want to start by saying that our Adventureland night was amazing. It was amazing. The ticket distribution and dance worked out great. Everybody showed up. They got their 3 hours in the park. It was a gorgeous night. We managed to sell exactly 1,000 tickets, and we raised just over $9,000.
Wow.
Which, wow. Based on the previous cultural arts, amazing. Hopefully being able to bring in so much stuff that we are usually helping. So we're very happy about that. So as Danielle, I mentioned before, she's going to be working with the grade level reps, and we're starting, she's looking already into some stuff to bring in for the students. Our photo day went excellent. Our teachers and photographers, they told us they were thankful. Our volunteers were very grateful to be able to assist. I know some parents were just happy to be able to come into school safely, of course. I want to thank our chairs, Susan Lishardi and Katie Giaquinto. They did an amazing job this year. For any parents, all information will be coming home soon, and makeup day will be scheduled for Tuesday, November 9th. We put together PTA family days at the Argyle Theater, so we were happy to resume those, and they had a couple of protocols of their own, but it didn't seem to be any issues for any of the children or the parents. So we just finished doing the Wizard of Oz, and coming up soon we have the Happy Elf, right before Thanksgiving, I think. So we will have information coming soon for everybody. Just a couple of things that we've done this last month to support the schools. We purchased reset supplies for the grade school. We usually work with putting together an amazing list of things. And we purchased cushions for each of the elementary school classes for their small group instruction.
Oh, really?
And the custodians agreed to wipe them off every day, so they all have 6, which I think from what they said is like their perfect small group session. Yeah. So they were all very thankful to be getting those. We're working with Mr. Goldberg and Ms. Freddo for planning the outdoor 5th and 6th grade Monster Bash. Unfortunately, if the weather is not good, we'll have to cancel it. We know it's going to be gorgeous, so, and that'll be that. So yeah. We'll say nothing else. Okay. And our 6th grade committee of parents and students are putting together some amazing fundraisers that will be coming up in the next month. So we'll be sending some information home for that. They're hosting a turkey trot. I know a lot of people love turkey trot. So it's going to be on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving at the grade school field. Shine.
Yeah.
Okay, so keeping it positive. So all that stuff will be coming home soon. And then we have had request for spirit wear. It's coming. I promise it's coming. There was one thing I wanted to mention. And it is, we are wonderfully able to maintain communication for the K-6. The PTSA at the high school building has sort of gone defunct. I have been trying to obtain the information. I've been contacted by the Suffolk Region PTA president because I believe that they have now fallen under the realm of being completely defunct. So I'm trying to motivate some parents to get all the information together so that there can be that amazing communication at your 7th through 12th grade level. So I just wanted to let you guys know, because I had put out a post about the fact that they're missing out on a scholarship opportunity because they don't have an active PTSA, which kind of, you know, it's unfortunate, but we'll do what we can to try to get it. Secretary, so we're getting right in there. So I just wanted to give her a shout out. And one more thing, membership was at the highest number we have ever had as of September 30th in the history of our PTA. So I want to thank you for allowing that rest. So we'll get stuff and we're going to keep our membership going. So that's our PTA.
Great work, PTA.
And that is also including 100% teacher participation because our Avalon Teachers Association pays for all of our K-6 teachers, which there are not, I have yet to find a district that does that. And I think that that is amazing for our teachers. So we're thankful.
Wonderful report. Thank you. Okay.
Okay, so once again, I have a motion to adjourn, second by Ms. Bachiri. All in favor? That's unanimously. Have a wonderful evening, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you so much.